We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. That is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
Okay, we are off into hour number two. My guest is Julianne Romanello, and if you go to towardanarchy.com, January 30th is the date you're looking for. There is, of course, a link there to heartsoverhexagons.com. That's Julianne's website. You can find out more about her, follow what she's up to, read her blogs, catch whatever she's up to. Hopefully there'll be a copy of this up there somewhere at some point. We're having this great conversation about the New World Order, its agenda, Agenda 21, 2030, the woke capitalism, the Delphi technique. That's a phrase we haven't used, but it's something that we're talking about. It's this idea that these people come in from outside of your town with this agenda that has been handed down from on high, and they give you a very limited subset of options to work within. So that when they bring the town meeting together, bring all the townspeople together for the meeting, you know, in front of the mayor and the city council and all this, they've already limited the number of options that you have down to options that they prefer. So you don't have choice by the time it gets. It's the whole problem with the voting system. It's a lot of problem with a lot of this democracy and manipulation, the agenda. The whole thing, it's all in this package, and it's all this deep hole, and you just don't know where to go with it at times. But you eventually run up against it, I think, if you're watching. Julianne, you mentioned about following patterns and just seeing it everywhere, and I think that's a key to it. It's as simple as follow the money.
Yes, you can follow the money. And I started to do that when I was looking into what happened at TU. You know, I thought, who's investing in this? And, you know, who are the major players that are behind the use of these buzzwords?
And that's just what they are, aren't they?
Yes. So I started noticing, I mean, I noticed, like I said, that phrase, we're rowing in unison. And I started to notice, you know, that everyone was talking about economic development and workforce development and 21st century this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. So I was sort of clued into those similarities, and then I started to follow the money, and I started noticing, oh yes, it's these same groups. And I looked at IRS Form 990s, you know, that were filed by these charitable foundations. And right, you just start looking at all of the money going into other nonprofits. And then those nonprofits give to other nonprofits. So to me, I mean, I have not done a very deep dive, to use another buzzword, into how that process works. But just looking from a general view, you can see that these nonprofit groups, and sometimes they're already incorporated into a public-private partnership, they are transferring money tax-free to benefit their crony friends who are all pushing this same agenda. What agenda? Well, it's the one that's revealed in all of these cheesy buzzwords. So, you know, the money, I don't really like numbers myself. You know, that's why I taught philosophy. I mean, I could sort of avoid the numbers question. I'm a big ideas person. And so I sort of shifted from looking at the precise numbers. I mean, I still pay attention to who's funding things. I posted several things today about who's funding the drones in our city. and that goes back to the foundation. So it's important to look at those things. But what I really got interested in was following the buzzwords. And I have tried to, with my Facebook page and other efforts, I have tried to show people exactly what those are. Because if you can identify those buzzwords, then in some program that's being placed before you, in some community meeting that you've decided to attend, you know, you're going to notice, just like you say, the choices have already been limited for you. So we need to be smart and educate ourselves and be able to identify when we're being given this false choice. And I would say, if you see these few buzzwords, you know that the deck has already been stacked. And so what we need to do is make a huge stink and start pressing the people who are putting forth these programs about where their money is coming from, what are their definitions of things like quality of life, livability, inclusivity, and on and on and on.
More
buzzwords.
You're
going to find, I know. I mean, I have a little video where I do my top 10 buzzwords, and I say, okay, here are my top 10, and I just pick them arbitrarily, like the ones that I would see the most of and that I personally thought were the most important. It's not academic research here. And I try to explain, what do these really mean? So when you see the word sustainable, and I'm sure most of your audience knows this, it really means rationed and managed. It doesn't mean anything that has to do about taking care of the created earth.
Yeah, nothing to do with good stewardship. It's just about who gets what and who gets to decide it.
Yes, it's about managing through technology that's actually going to destroy the environment. I mean, it's going to, you know, it's managing natural resources through a 5G network of Internet of Things, Internet of Bodies. It's just disgusting. It's really the inversion of all natural life. But once you know those words, then you're going to be able to pick out who are the people who are putting the globalist plan in place in your city. And, you know, you're going to find that it is really a transition to an entirely new model of economics. And just before the break, I was mentioning that this is a new model of a trauma-based economy. So we have this new financial mechanism. I know I'm throwing a lot of different concepts all out there at once.
Please.
But this the new financial mechanism that's been developed really in 2009 by Sir Ronald Cohen, who is a British banker type. They've developed the social impact bond, and then from that pay for success contracts, and these different mechanisms fall loosely under the category of social impact finance. And we have large corporations that are going to be investing using these tools, and that process is called impact investing. And what that is, I'm just going to read a definition to you, just because I want to make sure I get it right for your audience. Impact investments are investments designed to create positive impact beyond financial return, specifically social and environmental impact. So what these like pay for success contracts or impact investments or ESG investments, environmental, social, and governance investments are, is this is a way for giant multinational corporations and hedge funds to make a profit off of social engineering programs. So that's the plainest way I can put it. It is a way for huge corporations and hedge funds, asset managers, to make a profit off of taking some kind of trauma or some kind of negative situation, and, you know, it's, these are all defined by the globalists, you know, like what's negative and what is positive. But you're going to take a bad situation and you're going to find a way to make a profit off of fixing it. Now, they're never going to fix it. They're just going to manage it. That's why this is sustainable finance, a sustainable economy, because you never fix anything. You just manage trauma. You manage brokenness. And the management of that, you know, terrible situation is going to create big financial returns for these criminal corporations. So, you know, you just before the break, we were talking about student loans and how women and minorities have the highest rate of student loan debt, right? You know, that, I mean, I think that's by design, and there are many different reasons I would say that. I think there are many different ends that that situation is not designed to accomplish. But you can look at that. Those statistics. Okay, well, women have a higher percentage of college debt. Oh, that then this is an indicator of inequality. So you know what? We're going to fix that. And then these corporations are going to find a way to fix that situation and make a financial return off of doing that. Well, when you attach money to when you make trauma or, you know, inequality or some bad situation, when you make that a profit center, then what's going to happen? We're going to see more of that trauma. We're going to see more of that junk in our cities, in our towns. And so as I've been watching this COVID con roll out.
I knew that's where you were headed. How did I know that?
Yes. Well, because look what they're doing to, again, I, you know, I'm a mom, and and I cannot believe that people are masking children, you know?
And maybe injecting them with stuff they don't know about, that they heard about on last night's news.
Right. So they are, this entire program is designed, I saw a study about, you know, how communication disorders are on the rise. Well, I mean, really? Come on. Do you think? I mean, you've been covering people's faces.
Yeah. Half of learning, half of children learning to speak is being able to see as well as hear what the other person is saying to them. And the masks have messed up the ability of children, young children in schools, to learn how to speak properly.
Yes, and so that serves two major purposes. One is to create communication disorders that then can be what? They can be fixed.
Oh, yes.
By an through an impact investment. Oh, so you're going to see these charitable organizations in your city, and they're going to say, oh, man, look, these kids are suffering from communication disorders. Duh. You did it, right?
Yeah.
But then they're going to say, okay, so that leads to inequality, and we can't have that. So you know what? We're gonna offer these programs to fix these kids, and we're going to track impact. And it's the tracking of impact that is the measurable change from when you start some program to when you finish. We're going to track that, and that in that impact measurement ends up being the basis for a return on investment,
financial
investment. So it's really awful. And then, you know, you think the second point of what the masks do in these, besides just making a market for impact investments, it also, you know, it is the substance of the thing. It is impairing communication in preparation for this.
Fixing it.
For the hideous world of work that these globalists are rolling out. So the world of work, the future of work that is planned for, you know, all of us in this new normal is to basically be doing knowledge work through a screen, through a device, through VR goggles, and you're going to be sort of locked up in your own home and isolated from all real interaction. You're not going to be making anything or building anything or even thinking anything new or original. You're just going to be coding the blockchain and coding virtual prisons. And so you have to, nobody wants that. So you have to damage people to prepare them to live that gross reality. That's how I see it anyway.
No, you have to give them a reason to want to, for sure, because you're not going to really be able to force them into it. It takes too long to, there's too many people, there's too much will, too many firearms. It just, you can't force them. You have to ease them into it. And that's the, it's something that we're talking about that is underlying this entire conversation. And it's that whole problem reaction solution, the Hegelian dialectic, yes, that exists. They know this. They understand this. You mentioned it earlier in the conversation that they have a playbook, you can go read it. In fact, there's oftentimes they put out these documents, these organizations and businesses and these people that are involved with them, they write a book, they put it right out there for you, they tell you exactly what they're going to do because they don't think that there's anything wrong with what they're doing.
Right, that's so right. And you know, I mean, a lot of the people who write that stuff, which, you know, I look at it and I think, who would put your name to this buzzword-laden junk, you know? I mean, it sounds like a bunch of fluff. They, you know, the people who present these programs, like the change makers and thought leaders in your community, I've tried to have a conversation with them, but it's like talking to a robot. And I always wondered, why is that? You know, why is it that I could present, like I'm thinking of one person in particular, and I tried to say, but, you know, you have these surveillance play tables in Educare, you know, to surveil toddlers and see if they're sharing enough. My friend Allison McDowell and I, you know, we went and tried to do a little activism at a fancy event, and when I mentioned this about the play tables, which is from Allison's research, you know, this individual just looked at me and said, you know, I have read what you've written, and we can talk about that later. I'm happy to talk with you about it later. And I said, but I'm here now. Let's talk about that. And she just kept repeating the line over and over. And I was really confused about why I kept getting this same robot response, is what I call it. Mm-hmm. And then after running into this phenomenon a couple of times, I started to figure out, oh, the people who write these brochures, who write the toolkits, who go to the events and promote them, they are totally indoctrinated themselves. And really, I think that there's a lot of neuro-linguistic programming that is used in things like leadership institutes and, you know, professional development seminars and things like that, that actually hypnotize people. And I'm not using that term figuratively, but
right.
They
no, they're trigger
put those
words.
Ideas.
They're something.
Yes.
They're things that put an image or a picture, a thought, an idea into somebody's minds that they know is going to trigger them. And it's all about the play. It's in the playbook. It tells them exactly how to do it. Use
yes.
these buzzwords. Use these keywords. Speak in a particular tone, in a particular pattern. Make sure that you don't. You know, this is all. I talk about communications a lot on the show because what I want to help I do for myself is try to help improve my own communications, but to help other people improve their communications too. And it's a double-edged sword in the case of something like what you're talking about, where they use these institutions and groups and forums to literally hypnotize people into a thought pattern.
Yeah, so they don't even realize that they're not being paid.
No, they don't. They don't realize it all. We got to go into a quick break here. We'll come right back. We're talking with Julianne Romanello here on Toward Anarchy.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
This is Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network, with your host Michael Storm.
Well, as always happens, we get to that point of the day, that point of the show where we have to wrap it up. It happens, but that's why we do it. You know, we can talk about these things over and over again, and they lead back to the same places every time. That's why I find it great to just in have that conversation, get those thoughts out there. And then, you know, Julianne, what I'd like to do sometime is have you back again and concentrate more on just solutions and things that you're seeing be successful against some of these tools and agendas that are being pushed on us. Is that something that you would be open to doing?
Oh, of course. Of course. Awesome. I'd love to.
That's great. So I will do that. I will, you know, we'll finish up here, and I'll make sure you get a copy of the show and all that, and then we'll schedule something for the future and talk about that, because that's something that sorely lacks, I think, in what a lot of us are talking about. There's so many different possibilities and solutions, and I think that we all concentrate on our own and that we need to share them around so that we have this bigger vision of ways to accomplish things, and these open forums like this are such a great way to do it.
Yeah, well, I look forward to that, and this has been a great show, and I just want to thank you for having me, and thank you to your audience for listening.
You know what? They're going crazy about it. I'm getting feedback already just about how people are loving the show, and people have tried to call in and they want to get involved. I appreciate your enthusiasm there, but I'm trying to talk to the guests. You know, I invite you guys into the conversation every once in a while and just wait your turn. No, it's been a true pleasure talking with you. I knew it would be. I knew that you had a story and a particular view that would suit not only myself but my audience, and it's not necessarily an easy thing to find or an easy thing to do. We're all sort of out here trying to do our own thing and viewing things so vastly different at times, and yet still kind of all that's the problem with these things. This conversation that we've had, these things are real. These methods and these people and these institutions and the things that they're doing. And part of the big problem is that they just sound really good on paper.
Yeah. So that's, you know, that's why education has always been so close to my heart, is because if we can teach people how to use language, how to understand language for truth, then, you know, that really is powerful. Then you can decode these things that are made to sound beneficial but really are huge deceptions. And I think you can never ever go wrong with teaching people how to understand the reality that they live in. So that's really what I try to do, is say, here are some tools that you can use to combat this propaganda machine, to start yourself thinking critically and understanding these, you know, how all of these different things, whether it's healthcare, education, or business or environmental, they all work together. They all use the same stale old tricks. And so if we can get a grasp of how that language works, then we really can pick it apart.
And that's a great message for people who listen to this show, because anybody who spends any time listening to this show understands that exactly what you're saying. They get it in those terms of the language and the honesty in our language and the importance of having to invest ourselves in the conversations that we have and to be good stewards of the ideas that we're trying to put forth. And I think it's fantastic what you do, and it's been great talking to you. And so I hope that we'll get to do it again here real soon. We'll set something up.
That sounds great, Michael. Thanks so much.
Yeah, you bet. Go to heartsoverhexagons.com. That's Julianne Romanello's website. That's where you can follow her and you can find out more about her. And we'll follow up and we'll have another great conversation like this about you know, some solutions about what to do about the things that we talked about just now. And I said about too many times. There's so many things in question.
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right. Thank you so much, Julianne. It's
okay,
been great
bye-bye.
Talking to you. You take care.
You too.
So we're going to hit a commercial here, and then we will come back, and I'm going to rant and rave about the same topics and about the importance of this communication thing again, and in terms of capitalism and in terms of there's a way that I've put it so many times, and it's about this functional reality. It's this new phrase that I like. I don't even know what it means. It's just it. I know what it means to me. It's about looking at things and realizing that seeing the realization of those things, and investing in understanding that versus what you believe, what you find in a definition, or where you find a term or situation that will justify why you are acting as you are, or you are being who you are. And in particular, in terms of communication in the social media, because it is such a thing, and it is something that we're being programmed to do and understand. Well, if that's going to be the way, and that's where we're going to find other people that need to know this, then you better learn to speak to those people in that environment. That's what we'll spend the rest of the hour talking about. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
We want information. Information. Information.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
Every single time this song plays me into this part, any part of the show, I want to talk about my drums, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to attempt to try to stay a little bit on track in a conversation about improving communication skills. It holds with what we were just talking about and the reason that we were just talking about it. Yes, we're talking about the globalist death cult agenda, the New World Order's Agenda 21 and 2030, these manipulations that are going on all around us, and the underlying message, of course, has to be paying attention to it, learning it, understanding it, getting out ahead of it. That is, if it is your intention at all to even make any sort of stand to, and I don't know that everybody has made that decision to do that. You have to pick your battles. We all do in life across the board, not just in this category, but in all of the choices that we make, because a lot of life is a battle. If for no other reason than we come up against ideas and people, cultures, things that are counter to our own understanding, and it requires us to adapt. And we're amazing at adapting and so poor at it at the same time as individuals. We're self-sabotaging a lot of times, and I think almost all the time there's a lot of influence that an individual can have over someone or a group can have over someone, but it still comes down to your individual choices and your own morality and where you take it from there is who anyone's guess. I mean, really, because we all live in our own sort of reality. This is some of the existential weirdness that you have to come up against when you're trying to question why it is people do what they do. You can go real deep, or you can just take the real simple understanding. And I think that's what the globalists do. The New World Order agenda looks at the basic behavior of the animal human, not the individuals, but the animal, the panicky group crowds, the conversation. What was it? A Few Good Men, Tommy Lee Jones says to Will Smith, you know, people are smart or intelligent or whatever, or individuals are smart or intelligent, something along those lines, but that people are panicky, dumb beasts. And the system knows that. They use that against us. They use it to use against each other. They use the fear, the invention of COVID, of course, in our conversation. It was natural because it's the same plan. It's the same playbook. I hate to suggest to anyone ever that there's a nefarious plan, because it's so gossamer. It's like a spider web. They're kind of all around you even all the time, and you don't really notice until you run into one. That's quite the analogy. You just don't feel it until it hits you in the face, and you're like trying to rub it off, and it's all stuck in your hair and the eyelashes, and you just, every time you think you've got it, there's just another, oh, come on, more. You understand where I'm going with this? With anything, attention has to be brought to it. Education has to be brought to the individuals to get them to see and to understand. And we're moving away from that as a society. But as individuals, we're doubling down on that idea. You know, you and I helping to speak to people and expose these systems and these people and these tools that they use, the different techniques, the different words, the language, it's all one and the same. There can't be any separation from it. And that's why it's so easy for me to run it all together. And even if I run on, even if I'm repeating myself, why, there's a good reason why I'm repeating myself, because there's still somebody new hearing it all the time. And there's somebody that needs to hear it all the time. We don't all have it. It's extremely complicated and hard to alter communication patterns. Us as individuals, particularly as we get older, we get set in our ways and our ideas and our views. It becomes harder and harder to make ourselves learn something new or understand things from a different point of view. And that's why you get comments like boomer, these nonsensical, pointless, but still fairly relevant Karens. And you know, there's a lot of times, unfortunately, these things become a reason to not communicate. You just call somebody a name and you dismiss their ideas. Well, okay, the best way for that to not happen to your idea is for you to practice delivering that idea and to make sure that when you are suggesting that someone is wrong, that there's another way to look at something, or that they have, that you might have evidence that proves that the way they're trying to characterize a person, a place, or event is wrong, there's there's ways that work and there's ways that don't in approaching someone and informing them that they've made a mistake. And insulting them and using poor language and the approach in attempting to communicate your ideas, I don't even know how to frame it into a way that these people can understand that do this, because it happens so often. And then they blame it on the medium. They blame it on social media. They'll say it's Facebook's fault. People behave the way they do and they act the way they do on Facebook. And it is true. There's no question that there are contributing factors that are unique to something like the Facebook experience or the social media experience in general. I thought one description from Jerry in a recent conversation was fantastic, because he called it a digital exoskeleton. And I'm the geek. I'm a geek guy. I like exoskeletons. I like Iron Man armor type things and Gundam suits and stuff like that. So digital exoskeleton to me, it rings true. That's exactly what it is. It's a digital protection. It's a digital costume, armor, defense mechanism. And I think it exists under a couple of circumstances: poor character, a poor argument, a poor or ultimately inability to deliver the argument. And so when someone makes a statement to you, something that shouldn't be in particular argument, there's no particular argument that anyone can have about this statement. I make some claims about capitalism, and I said I would use capitalism as an example, and it just happens a lot, because I think it's an unfair treatment of the word, and I think it's a disservice to people to talk about the individual having their primary and natural right to making their own individual economic decisions. Capitalism, the literal practice of being the primary maker of our own individual economic decisions. That's how we spend our money. That's what we invest in. That's the companies we create. That's the products we create. The ideas that we sell. Whatever those things are, those are our capital. That's the act. Capitalism is the act of using those things that we each have, that we each gain through presumably spending capital, our time mainly, in understanding something or developing wealth from understanding something or practicing a trade or selling an idea to somebody. Capitalism is sometimes bad actors. Sometimes capitalism is people doing things that you don't like with their money and their wealth and their time. A lot of times, those few people that do that, that use their money to manipulate others, use the force of government, because it's a very corrupt and easy place to do it. Money influences government. It's centered on it because it doesn't produce anything. The only thing it produces is confusion and a false sense of security in its existence. And so it has to find wealth somewhere. So there's a pretty good place to do it. To me, if you're anti-capitalist, then you're anti-individual. That you are blaming tools and ideas for the actions that we all participate in, but only some use to take advantage of others. And I think it's a dishonest conversation, and I think it's a waste of time to suggest that the actions of a small number of people dictate that the rest of us should necessarily not be able to make those decisions for ourselves. It's farcical that I should even have to explain it. That's why I find it hard just a moment ago to sort of frame in a way that gets it through the thick skull that just doesn't understand that. I don't care what the definition is. I get the definition. And you are the same person that would argue with me that definitions change and that words change and that we should submit to the dictatorship of the use, the improper and wrong usage of words within our society. That's been the same argument from the same people who hate capitalism. It's always the same sort of person, almost, because they're using emotional arguments to replace or stand in front of valid, functional reality. What you see happening. You, me, him, her, them, they, every single person getting the natural and primary right to make our own individual economic decisions. That is practicing capitalism. It is the literalism in being the head decision maker of our own economic decision. If you want to talk about words and what they mean, I don't care what you think the current definition is or which definition you can find. That's more the problem of me not agreeing with the definition, but it's the definition that you've chosen to give when I can point to you five other dictionaries, five other places to find another definition of it. That's not fair. That's just you choosing this particular definition. At least I'm making up something of my own and giving you a working example of it in the real world to prove my point. Somebody says to me, well, capitalism is a bad thing, and shows me one of these archaic paintings from the 1700s or something like that that shows this cake of people taking advantage of each other and all of us poor people down here on the bottom holding up these fat rich capitalists at the top. That's only a very limited... Not everybody's a big fat rich capitalist at the top using the system to manipulate others. In fact, the majority of people, all of us out here, you, me, him, her, they, them, all of us are practicing these things in the real world every single day in spite of those people that are using their money for the things that you don't like, that you think is bad. I don't even know what more to say about it when you can place something in such simple terms and frame it in such a clear way that somebody would argue with you, but not only argue with you, but just holler at you and then throw repeated authoritarian non-point. It doesn't refute anything that you state or that the person has stated. If it's you making these hoots and hollers and dancing around to try and make your arguments, laughing at people's ideas instead of listening to them and taking the time, if you disagree with them, to refute them. There's a lot of points in that idea that I just expressed. Capitalism is the literal act of practicing. That's the ism, practicing, capital head, of being primary head. It's the literal act of practicing being the primary and natural right of making our own economic decisions. And sometimes people use their wealth for evil, for bad, to manipulate others. And that if you are against capitalism, that you're against individuals and that you are like the person who blames the car. Or the person who blames the spoon. You are blaming the dollar bill or the wealth, let's say, because then we have to go off on the conversation about what is currency and fiat currencies and the Federal Reserve. And I just, another time. You're blaming the tools. You're blaming the ideas and you're blaming the actions of a small number of people for everything, anything, whatever it is, it doesn't even matter. But then you're holding us all responsible for it by saying, well, you don't get to do that. That's what government does. It sets arbitrary standards for the way people should behave or what people should do with themselves, their health, their wealth, their opportunities, the things that they have that are theirs, that they can legitimately claim to as theirs through their hard-earned labor, their hard-earned work, their own efforts, and no one can make a legitimate claim against them. And that's so much, so much, except it's a very simple, it still boils down to those very simple concepts. What's not yours is somebody else's, so keep your hands off it unless invited to touch it. That includes their bodies and their wealth and their other properties, whatever you want to call them. And that also includes their method of using their wealth to enrich themselves or alter the world around them. If you don't like what they're doing with their wealth, then take your wealth and do something else with it to counter what they're doing. That's how it works. The problem with Neil Young and Joni Mitchell, they're giving up a perfect opportunity to be on a platform with millions of voices, and they're passing it up because they don't like what one of those voices has to say. We'll be back to wrap it up.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
TowardAnarchy.com. That is the place where it is where it all comes together. At least for me, it's the place where I can just take all my thoughts and stick them into one little spot out there on the web and related to this thing. It's all part of the release, the therapy behind it all, and talking about these complicated issues and these things that we are frustrated by every single day, whether it's at the office or whether it's across the social media, running into differing ideas and differing views, a lot of them tainted by political nonsense and a lack of understanding, and uneducated, unwilling crowd of individuals who know they're right or know who the people they trust are right, as opposed to just living their life and trying to find their own reality, their own place in it. They're just happy to be told what their place is in it, and that makes it tough for the individuals. There's so many things, so many places to go to try to find where you fit in, and I'm just lucky to have my own little spot like this, my own little world that I've had for a long, long time now. It's been almost 30 years that I've been doing stuff like this, and jumping into my little world behind the microphone and talking about the things that I find interesting and playing the music that I like and talking to the people that I find to be of a challenge. Next week, a lot of that comes together in one guest, Jonathan Lane. He is a local. He's not too far from me here, a Midwesterner, somebody right here in the middle of America, as it were. And he's a music director, and he's a libertarian, and free markets and music will be the conversation next week. Dr. Dean Lloyd is back on the 13th. And then on the 20th, Tony Jefferson, he's also known as Alpha Centauri, he creates this cartoon called There Goes the Neighborhood. It's a fantastic little political thing, fun. You have to go check it out. Just look for it on YouTube. It's called There Goes the Neighborhood. And we'll get into it when he gets here on the 20th. The 27th, I have it scheduled for Rod Weber. We'll see if he can make it. He hasn't confirmed yet, but we'll be talking about, hopefully, if all goes well, 2020, the dumpster fire and his activism. You probably know Rod. He's a he's a name out there. He's somebody who likes to stir up a little bit of trouble for the system, and he's fun. Entertaining, controversial. He'll be an interesting conversation. We'll enjoy that. And Matthew Wojtecki will be back here on the 6th of March. So we're already more than a month away, and I have many, many more guests and people who are just lined up and ready to be on the show. And so it's my pleasure to bring them to you. And it's all through your support of Republic Broadcasting Network. So continue to do that, please. And, I know that as long as you continue to do that, the voices that the RBN brings to you will continue to survive here. So until then, until next week, you take care.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.